The following is an urgent message from DOCRA, the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. The Guadacusa municipality has failed to respond to a legal letter recently submitted by DOCRA regarding the unusual non-procedural sale of Butterfly Park at Townsend Park in Ballito. In light of this, DOCRA has taken the decision to activate an urgent petition and structured objection process. The deadline for Dolphin Coast residents to object to Guadacusa municipality selling a portion of Townsend Park is this Wednesday, the 14th of December, 2022. Have your say now. Visit the DOCRA website to sign the online petition if you don't want to see one of our last few precious open spaces being sold for development. Find the petition at www.docra.co.za. That's docra.co.za. Simply click on the Save Townsend Park pop-up box that appears when you visit the website and you'll be guided to the petition from there. Let's stand together to make a difference for the benefit of all Dolphin Coast residents.
And for an update, to find out how that petition process has been going, on the line right now, the chair of DOCRA, Dion Fillion. Welcome to the afternoon show, Dion. Hello, Dion. Hello, Dion.
Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Yeah, I'm here. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
So, the deadline has come. Wednesday, the 14th of December, it is. And yes. How has the petition fared?
Dave, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. We've still got until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to get those signatures in. I want to print the petition by 10 tomorrow, and then I'm going to drive over to Guadacusa to hand it in. So we've still got a bit of time, but it's gone very well, and I'm really thrilled with our community and the support and the number of signatures and just the input and the support from our community. We are very blessed with having a very active civil society.
Indeed we are. And I've also had quite a number of visitors to this part of the world saying that they're totally invested in Brand Ballito and would like to support the initiative. Can those that are not residents and ratepayers also participate
Absolutely, Dave. They are also, if they're visitors here, they will know about Townsend Park and they'll probably be using it. So the park is as important to ratepayers, residents, and our visitors. So, most welcome. We're still about 200-250 signatures short of what I would say is the gold standard. We would really like to achieve 5% of the total Dolphin Coast population, and that comes to about 2,000 signatures, and we're sitting just around 1,750.
Well, that's a sizable uptick from where we were when last you were on air. That's great.
Absolutely. So the last two or three days, the community has really stood up and been counted. So really appreciate that.
Well, now that we know that visitors can also participate in the petition process, obviously it's a question of, well, how do we find it? Very simple.
Very, very simple. You go to the DOCRA website, www.docra.co.za, and you'll get a pop-up on the website, so you can't miss it. Click on the pop-up, and it's going to ask you your name, and to click yes, and then you're there. So it's really very, very easy.
No, I heard Mike, when you were on with the morning show earlier, saying that it took him about 90 seconds, and I thought, well, I'm going to test that because, you know, we have this healthy rivalry. I got it down to 87 seconds. That's how fast it is and so how simple it is to literally click on the pop-up box and enter your details, and away you go. And it's a bona fide process. In other words, the way you've structured this thing, there's no bots and crawlers and spam. This is legit, isn't it?
Yeah, we decided to actually spend some money and host it on our own website rather than, you know, do the plug and play that you can download everywhere else, just so that we've got a bit more control over it and a little bit more protection over it. So it makes the petition more credible, I believe. And then while you're on the website, you know, if you did want to do an objection letter yourself, there's a template, you can download that. There's some space to put your own comments in. You can still send that in and copy us. I'm going to print those out tomorrow as well. And then we also have our final legal letter, and we've got a final DOCRA covering letter. So there's quite a bit of paperwork that's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm going to email all of it through, and we will certainly put out a message to the community on what we achieved. And then two or three of us are going to pop in a car and just drive over there and kind of hand it over in person as well, just to make sure that it gets there.
Ah, well, here's hoping. Now, the question has been raised as well, of course, is that, you know, we are very good at possibly playing by the rules and following due process, etc. It would appear, though, that in South Africa, as the game is played at the moment, the game is not necessarily being played according to the Queensbury rules or any other rules of combat. Friends from the other side of the highway have said, you know, you people down there honestly think that these guys are going to listen to your piece of paper. You need to get like us. We start to cause, you know, significant noise, and then action is taken. What is the process if the municipality continues to give us the silent treatment?
You know, Dave, I must admit, our municipality has always reacted to petitions. They recognize them. I go to council meetings, and they report at the council meeting how many objections or petitions and signatures they're compelled to do that, and they definitely do that. How much weight it has, both on the management team and in the council at the end of the day where the vote gets taken, I think it's certainly got a vote, and it certainly is taken more seriously. So we at DOCRA definitely believe in a more structured, organized and sustained process of making our voice heard and getting our influence through. And I must say, so far it's working for us. We're making great headway on a number of other things. And I'm personally, 100% is too high, but I'm 99% confident that with the approach that we've done now, both legal, the objections, the petition, that we're going to prevail. You know, last time we put in quite a bit of effort. We prevailed for 3 years, but this time what we're demanding is a rescission of the decision that was made in February 2019. And I believe we're going to achieve that. We're not going to rest until we achieve that.
Is there a fallback position if the council simply goes ahead with the sale?
Yes, definitely. There are four different steps. So the first one that they're doing the wrong way around, by the way, because they should have done these steps prior to making that decision, and now they're asking for our input. The next one is that they've got to actually subdivide that earth, and they've got to rezone it, so we've got an opportunity to object then. The next one is it's got to go through an open and transparent tender process, and if they don't follow that, we'll get the Auditor General to help enforce that. So that's another one. And then the last one is the actual approving of the building plans and the environmental impact study. And remember, they need to remove a forest if they want to do any development there. So there's another four or five legal process steps that we will follow if they do that. So if they intend to carry on. But they are compelled now with our legal position to come back to us, and if they don't, then we'll issue a summons. And if we have to apply for an interdict, we'll go and apply for an interdict. We're geared, we're ready, we've got the team.
Well, may I say that it's wonderful to know that in this part of the world there is a very active and engaged Residents and Ratepayers Association headed by your good self and your team. Are doing a fabulous job. Thank you for that. And we'll be following the process very carefully and very closely. We look forward to, as soon as you have any feedback, please be on the line or in the studio to give it to us.
Wonderful. Definitely give you the feedback. And Dave, to you and Mike and your station and your listeners, thank you very much. As I said, I'm thrilled with the support that we're getting, and we're not going to disappoint.
And there we leave it for today. Thank you again, Dion Viljoen, the chairperson of the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, DOCRA. I'm trying to lay you
down easy. Check me out, girl. I'm at the magic floor. Check my word.
Now I know you don't believe me when I say I do it right. My confidence is peaking to be close to you tonight. Baby, this is Inspired by your charm. Imagine how I'm feeling, falling inches from your grace. I feel like Robin Marley, got me waiting here in vain.
Loving your shape and me love your profile. Girl, your body so hot, number one from my clock. I yo, me want take away tonight. I want your open coming. I yo, me saying I'm a dream. Love how you keep it tight.